Something was missing from the Broncos' offense in the first 2 weeks: touchdowns. They'd only failed in the end zone once, and while the offense grew more productive as the first two games progressed, consistency remained a problem. As the Broncos hit the bye week, though, that seems to be changing.
It was great. I mean, we had the first couple games where we were kind of sluggish on offense, and to be able to open it up and get the running game going, Tatum had a couple of nice long runs, and just to get all that off our shoulders, it was a really good feeling.
It's a combination of a lot of things, and I think it was definitely us understanding what each other wanted from each other, and we already knew that, but just you got to reiterate that those types of things at times, and at the same time, I think our coaching staff put a game plan together that was best suited for us.
While the Broncos scored a season high in points today, it was still 17, not what the team is used to in recent years.
We could have scored 42 points, and you know, we're still going to find faults. We're not going to say we're good enough ever. You know, that's just part of film review and getting better. You know, pointing out your mistakes, and even if you didn't have many, you're going to point out a few and you know work on those.
In the air, the Broncos finally got moving late in the game against Kansas City, and continued that against New England, thanks to the kind of big plays Javon Walker made in Green Bay, but had not made in Denver before week two.
Obviously, you know, you got to prove yourself with different people. You know, what was done in Green Bay, and you can't live on the past. And even like last week's game, you know, what was done last week was done last week. Each and every game is new. So I never try to relive on the past. I just try to continue to do each and every week what I did the week before and just let it, you know, translate over into the game.
Indeed, with new starters at receiver and running back and new contributors coming off the bench at various spots, the offense is still finding cohesion, even with the Jake Plummer to Javon Walker connection.
It's just him developing the confidence in making throws to me that only I can get, and him knowing that if he does throw a ball up to me, it's either I'll catch it or knock it down or nobody will. And I'm glad it's clicking at a point in time where we're getting to go into a tough part of our schedule. So hopefully we'll get better as the season goes on.
It does take time. You know, and I'm not going to say that we have it down yet, but you know, it's going to take a few games to get all the new guys in, and you know, including myself, and to get used to Jake and everybody. And you know, in order to have a team where you're going to score points, you got to have that cohesiveness, like you know, like the Colts have had for the past few years.
On the ground, the Broncos went from rotation in weeks 1 and 2 to having a primary ball carrier in Tatum Bell last Sunday. But Mike Shanahan doesn't care much what system the Broncos utilize, just as long as the production is there. So far, it has been, and the Broncos have the league's number 3 ground offense.
I think we've been through this a number of times, that we'd like to be productive. You know, if you can do what we did last year with as many yards per carry, you know, I feel very, very good. If one guy does it or two guys do it, it really doesn't matter. We want to be productive in the running game, and hopefully, you know, we will be productive.
Sunday, the Broncos were just that, but with Tatum Bell getting the bulk of the work.
I tell him, you know, hey, you know, if you get a bunch of carries a game, you know, you're always going to have a 100-yard game, because he's that player where he's liable to break a long run at any time. And the reason I knew that is because even before being a Bronco, when I was watching the Broncos last year, just watching a lot of the great teams in the playoffs, he was a guy that at any point in time, something could happen. So, you know, you always get excited when the ball gets in his hands.
And the Broncos head into the bye believing there'll be more offensive excitement in the weeks to come, no matter which player gets the ball.
I think we're making strides every day, you know, in practice and even in meetings, film review. We're doing a lot of things together as a team, and we're looking at things and we're critiquing each other. I think that's the most important thing. We're not just having the coaches come in and say what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. You know, we're telling each other. And there's nobody that's going to, you know, look at a guy like he's talking down on him. We're looking at him as a teammate because he's there to help you. So it's something that we're building on, and it's working.
But the post-Patriots film review showed there's still much to be done.
It's more positive, but there's still things to work on. It's not like we're in the meeting just glowing and so smiles on our faces. No, it's not that. We can get ripped up really bad, win or lose. And sometimes you go in there after a loss and it's not as bad as you think it would be. But the usual quote that football players use is never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems.
Good or bad, the Broncos are 2-1, and that's what matters most for now. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.